are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hello. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today about banks and borrowing money. With you and on this tape, I will cover what I think are the three main considerations in picking a bank, which are ownership, safety, and size. And then I want to focus on borrowing money, some dead-end assumptions that borrowers make, seven questions your company will always have to answer when borrowing money, the five qualitative considerations that will concern a bank the most, and finally, how to get your loan renewed. For my purposes, a loan means any type of loan. It can be a line of credit. It could be a long-term loan to buy your building. It could be a medium-term loan to finance inventories or something of that nature. But what I'm going to talk about today applies to all bank loans. It is clear that the economy is growing again. And with our relatively low level of interest rates, businesses in general will be borrowing to expand. There certainly will be a slight improvement in the banking industry's willingness to lend to business. But business borrowers will continue to meet with some lingering reluctance on the part of the banks to lend at all. Many bankers are still like the cat who sat on a hot stove and after that never sat on a stove again, whether it was hot or cold. I also believe that based on very rigorous application, documentation, and approval processes that are in place at the banks, credit-qualified borrowers, that is, companies that have the capacity to repay new borrowings, will be turned down. And they will be turned down for one of two reasons. One, they have failed to establish their credibility and win the confidence of the loan officer. Or two, the amount of work on the part of the loan officer to analyze and process the loan request is just not justified by the amount or the size of the loan request. In other words, it looks like too much work for too small a loan. So today you will find bankers more interested in following the rules, in making collaborative or committee-type decisions, taking longer to make decisions, less willing to offer advice and counsel, and addicted to acquiring more and more information about their borrowers. You must be willing to invest time and effort into building and maintaining contact with lenders. It is another job of management. It may be a pain in the assets, but it must be done. Borrowers must look out for themselves. The banker may be friendly, but he or she is not your friend. You are responsible for the borrowing side of the relationship, and they are responsible for the lending side of the relationship. And note that I used the word relationship. That may not be correct anymore. Certainly, it is a desired description, but transaction may be a much more accurate term. The banker's world has changed very dramatically, and particularly in the past 5 years. They have lost a very stable, very predictable, and controlled operating environment. The opportunity to make an error has never seemed greater to them, and the consequences of an error have never been more severe. All they have to do is look at the savings and loan industry as a horrible example. Many banks state that they are interested in making business loans, but I assure you they have no intention.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.